Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zand. And if you missed last episode, we did a fun little 2025 mock draft. So go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zand?
I'm doing pretty good. Excited for another episode. I think we're probably wrapping up our like off-season stuff. Like, you know, like the main off-season stuff. So like the draft and free agency. So this pretty much
we're still obviously going to talk about it, but
right, but like this is like the last, I feel like, big week for it. So
yeah, big,
like, to see it come to a close, I'm excited for it. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. The boring time of football is coming up, sadly, though.
Gosh, yeah,
it's just gonna be it's just gonna be very dry out there.
I think it's like next week is really when it truly is just going to hit rock bottom.
Yeah. Like this week, we're still like getting NFL draft players getting signed.
Yeah.
Like like small roster moves. Rookie mini camps are opening up. I know the Patriots opened up today.
They start tomorrow, but they opened up today.
Oh. Yeah, the Steelers start tomorrow as well.
May 10th. That's just pun right there, in my opinion.
Yeah. Wait, you said dumb?
No, I said a pun right there.
Oh, May 10th.
Because Drake May was 10. Pretty nice, though, I will say. today, I think we're probably doing what? The five winners? Like, not like five winners and losers. Maybe just not up to five. Probably.
Yeah, like honestly, just like overall winners and losers. This is episodes maybe will be all over the place. Because it's just winners and losers. Basically, just two guys talking about football.
So the whole podcast just summed up.
Yeah, anytime I think of like just two guys talking about football, I'll always think of that meme. Dude, we should start a podcast.
I thought of, like, did you watch Vine?
I've seen some Vines, but I never, like...
Like the two dudes chilling in a hot tub. That's immediately what I just thought of.
That's funny.
I gotta be honest, we're probably just gonna be shouting out teams we thought killed it, and, like, teams that we thought sucked.
So yeah, that's basically what today's episode is.
Do you want to get right into it?
Yeah. Let's get right into it. Would you like to start? Would you like me to start? Let me to start? Well, I think the team that truly won this offseason, like, won all overall, was the Chicago Bears. Because they got rid of Justin Fields. You knew that never worked out. Bears fans were, like, still hoping for him to work out, but it was smart. You had the first overall pick. You're coming off a okay year, nothing too special. But you get Caleb Williams in the draft. Roma Dunze falls to you. And their free agency wasn't anything major, but how I'm looking at it is they're building their offense. They're, like, somewhat in rebuild mode, but now not after this offseason. Yeah. But I think they're building their offense first and then building their defense, because their defense is still a worry, and also keeping their coaching is still a concern for me. But I think they built their offense really well.
I agree with that. I didn't end up putting them as like a true overall winner. I mean, they had a great draft, but their free agency just lacked. You know,
and yeah, I mean, they still got Keenan Allen.
True. True. I forgot about that. I forgot about trades.
Yeah. And I don't know. In my opinion, I think this was the big step the Bears needed to take. Yeah. And they honestly won overall, in my opinion. And they won last year's offseason as well, you could say, because they fleeced the
Panthers.
So the Panthers would be in the same exact situation as the Bears if the trade was literally switched.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I would love to have seen what would have happened if the Panthers had just sat. Because they probably would have just drafted, like, Will Levis. And then, what else would they probably have done? They still would have had the first pick. And then probably just picked Marvin at one.
Yeah. And honestly, that wouldn't have been too bad.
No, I think they'd be chilling right now.
Yeah. But yeah, you have any thoughts on the Bears?
Honestly, I think you covered it. It was a solid offseason. Nothing major for free agency outside of Keenan Allen. They weren't my biggest winner. It's the other team we talked about, actually, just now. I thought the Panthers killed the entire offseason. I mean, they literally filled out their roster completely. They helped Bryce Young in the interior, which was gravely needed if you watched that line this past year. The inside was destroyed. Robert Hunt, Damian Lewis, two great guards. They paid him decent. Well, okay. Robert Hunt was a little overpaid.
Yeah, Robert Hunt is now like the highest paid offensive lineman in the league now.
Crazy. Overpay. But that's what you do in free agency. They got a lot of defensive pieces, which I don't hate at all. And then in the draft, they killed it too, honestly. Like, I really just loved everything they did this offseason. And they just helped Bryce Young. So Bryce Young is a winner. The Panthers were a winner. And without a first-round pick, well, technically, to start the draft, they didn't have a first-round pick. They did well. They also got Deontay Johnson, and that really helps that wide receiver core. So,
yeah, I never thought of the Panthers as a winner, but, I mean, now thinking about it, like, looking at the whole picture, I do think they are a winner, because they were in, like, beyond rebuild mode. They're, like, in sinking. They're on a sinking ship that's already sank.
Yep.
And now they're just trying to get above water now. And I think this is a good start for it. And this year I feel is kind of a make or break season for Bryce Young.
Fair.
I'm not saying like I have to see him be like in the MVP conversation, but I have to see a pretty good season for me to...
I need to just see improvement. That's all I'm asking for, is improvement.
Because...
And in my opinion, you give him 3 years, so this is his second year, and it's his first real year with a good coach, which also is another reason I have him as a winner, because the coach they hired, I think that was one of my favorite, if not my actual favorite, coaching hire, with Dave Canales. Dude, he's a genius. He helped Baker and Geno.
Oh yeah, he was he really helped that Bucks offense a lot. But yeah, I the Panthers did pretty good. They had a good overall draft as well.
Thought so, yeah. I didn't even realize they got Jordan Fuller, which helps the safety room. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm a Panthers fan at this point, to be honest. So, like, part-time Panthers fan. So maybe it's just that, that part that I have them that high.
Yeah.
That's all I got on the Panthers. So,
I guess I'll move on to losers. I'm gonna say the Bills. The Bills are definitely a loser for me. Because they still have Josh Allen, so I'm not saying like them losing this offseason is like, I don't think they're gonna have an awful year, but I think it might be worse than last year. And the Bills let their whole defense walk. They either got released, or they just, like, walked in free agency.
Yeah.
And they were very old, but now you have to rebuild that offense. And you let you traded Stephon Diggs, lost Gabe Davis. You brought in Keenan Coleman.
Chase Claypool. and Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, but like that is still that wide receiver room like scares me. You're relying on a rookie. You said what?
I said it's okay at best.
Yeah, like that receiving room, like you're relying on a rookie, so like as your wide receiver one, truly.
That's what the Chiefs did last year.
Okay, but Patrick Mahomes in one of the greatest defenses. Defensive schemes we've ever seen. That is fair. But they had a true they had a defense though. That's the thing. And I do think Josh Allen can carry this team. Josh Allen is a very talented quarterback, and I think he will make some plays happen. And but they're just offseason. They were so close to a Super Bowl appearance. And then just after that, everything I just feel like has just failed. And I feel like they went into panic mode halfway through the season because they fired their offensive coordinator.
He was awful, though.
Yeah, he was. But it kind of just felt like a panic fire. Because they were doing okay, but I don't think anything fireable.
He was hurting Stephon Diggs, I'm pretty sure. Like how Stephon Diggs, well, after the firing, he actually did worse.
No. Yeah. I mean, it was smart to trade Stephon Diggs, I guess, because. I guess it's smart to trade Stephon Diggs.
That one, I didn't hate that. I was actually, and I'm a Patriots fan, so like obviously I like it because they got rid of a good wide receiver. But also at the same time, he's a toxic teammate, and he was beefing with everybody in the facility. You got to get him out. And like they got a second round pick this next year, guaranteed the class isn't as great, but you're helping out your roster in the long run. So it's to me it's fine. Like, in my opinion, I think it's going to be just fine. They won't be great this year on offense. I actually am a really big fan of Coleman now, more than I was after the interview process. Did you see his interviews? I think we might have talked about this.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it. Yeah, I did.
I like, love him as a person, so I want him to, excel. But at the same time, he's in my division, so it's just hard for that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I agree with you. I wasn't a big fan of their offseason either. But I do think they were definitely losers, but not like the biggest loser.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're the biggest loser. But they are a loser in my eyes.
Yeah. Definitely. They signed Chase Claypool, though. That's like the best wide receiver in Steelers history, right? He's like a top three wide receiver in the league. That's his words. So,
yeah. I hope he cooks the Patriots this year.
Okay.
No, I'm fine. Yeah, I don't know.
I had a shot back, but I decided against it because you said I'm kidding. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously, I just pulled it up. Dallas was my first loser. They didn't do good in the draft. They sucked in free agency. I mean, they were the worst team in free agency. They spent $9 million. That's it. Like, or wait, no, I'm looking at the wrong thing. They spent 47 somehow in total, but like for the year, I forgot the amount, but it's super low. Let me see. Now, they didn't grab a running back outside of Zeke. I guess they brought in Dowell back, but that's not great. Zeke's really your RB1. That's not great. You don't really have a true wide receiver, too. Your defense is meh in some areas. I don't know. I really wasn't a fan of this. They're still going to be a top team in the NFC, but I'm just not a fan of their offseason in general.
Yeah, I agree because, I don't know, teams that are close to a Super Bowl – and I feel like Dallas is one of these teams that are close. I think it's the coaching, the ownership. And I don't think it's necessarily all the players. But they are close to a Super Bowl. Not a appearance. I would say a Super Bowl appearance.
That's true.
Because they have, on both sides of the ball, they have superstars out there to make big plays.
Yeah.
And I just feel like they didn't do anything to bring them closer, especially after the Packers lost. I feel like that was a great time to restart the coaching and fire Mike McCarthy. That's the right coach. Yeah, Mike McCarthy, and just restart that coaching, because Jerry Jones came out and said, like, right after that loss, we still trust Mike McCarthy, blah, blah, blah. Not right after, but like a little bit after he said that. And I don't trust Mike McCarthy at all. That there is nothing that I trust least. He's the least trusted coach in the league, in my opinion.
Honestly, for them to, like you said, for them to ever really succeed in my eyes, McCarthy and owners got to go. Like, both of them have to go. Owners should never touch the team. Like, they should not make business decisions with the team outside of handing money over. And him being the GM is just awful.
Jerry Jones, you can see it this offseason.
He fell asleep. All he did was sign Eric Kendricks. Bro fell asleep. And he's 32. Crazy.
How much money did they spend? $47 million?
Yeah, but it's all these, and these won't all count. They probably only spent like 10, 15, like probably like 20 when it all comes down.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy. It was terrible.
For a top team in the NFL.
Yeah. Top team in the NFC. They probably wouldn't even be top 7 in the AFC.
Yeah, that is fair. But I'll get back to a winner. This pains me to say it, but the Baltimore Ravens.
I was going to pick them, yeah.
I'm not going in order. I'm just, like, saying the winners and losers. Yeah, like, but this team was one game away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they did really well in free agency. They still haven't yet got the true number one receiver yet. Like, I think Zay Flowers will be good. Tez Walker will also be good. The Ravens did draft Tez Walker, correct?
Yes, they did. I was
paying. Okay, yeah. I think they're just, I still think wide receiver's a concern, but they also got Henry. They brought back most of their defense. They did lose Mike McDonald, which is a very big loss, but you were expecting that. caught me off guard with that ad.
Yeah, sorry, I was trying to scroll up my computer. My hand slipped.
No, you're good. But I think this is just an overall good offseason. You got Henry. You didn't pay him a crazy amount either. That's the big plus. Because he's 30. And Henry is a beast. And I think this Henry and Lamar duo, I would nearly guarantee Lamar's not going to put up big numbers this season. I feel like he always does. He never puts up the biggest numbers, but he is one of the best players in the NFL.
He is.
But I just think this was a really good, you're slowly taking another step to make that Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I hope they don't, but.
Well, fair. Lamar, honestly, for my division, I don't have that quarterback that I'd be okay making a Super Bowl, but like, I feel like with you, you'd almost be okay with Lamar getting one just because it is Lamar. Nobody knows. But, like, Lamar himself, you'd be fine with it.
Yeah, yes. That's a good way of putting it. Because of – there's not many Lamar haters anymore. But he still does get disrespected. But I still think, like, he deserves that, like I think if he wins the Super Bowl, like, he will get that recognition he deserves. Like, people will start being like, oh my gosh, he's so good, blah blah blah.
He will probably put himself in, like, the top, not like 10, I wanted to say 10, top at least 15 quarterbacks all time with that, with a Super Bowl win, I'd say. Two MVPs, one unanimous MVP, one almost unanimous MVP, and then a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, he did win MVP this year.
Yeah, which I will say his stats weren't great, and people were hating on him for when he won it, but if you watched him play, he was so, like, he was definitely the MVP.
Yeah, and Lamar, he, like, learned. Sometimes he learned not to run the ball as much, and sometimes that does hurt him because sometimes he does not run the ball like he should, but he got so much better at throwing the ball, got so much better with pocket awareness. Like, his pocket awareness is incredible. His movement in the pocket, I think he is, yeah, he's just an overall great quarterback. For sure. And MVP stands for most valuable player. And yeah. I would say Lamar is maybe one of the few players that makes or breaks his team.
I think right now MVP, when I think of MVP, it's Lamar and Mahomes. Period. That's it. Yeah. Like, that is the two people I think of right now. Not Josh Allen. I don't think he throws way too many interceptions to be.
I mean,
Burrow's great, but he's not there yet. Like, there's okay. there's guys on the cusp, but they're not there.
Okay, but okay. Back to Josh Allen. You said he throws too many interceptions, so you would not put him on. So okay, let's take Josh Allen away from the Bills.
Yeah.
What do you think? Let's put Taylor Heinicke back there at quarterback.
That's not fair.
Okay, who would you like to put? Jameis Winston.
Okay, Jameis Winston would throw the same amount of interceptions as he would touchdowns. So
yeah,
probably the same amount of interceptions Josh would.
But Josh Allen's talent, though,
he just throws the too many interceptions, and it weighs his team down in big moments. Lamar
doesn't. But in big moments, he is so clutch.
True, but did they make the Super Bowl?
Okay, no. But
he's part of the reason they lost, I'd argue. I'd also say Lamar's part of the reason they lost, but it's a regular season award. And Lamar had half the amount of turnovers Allen did. So.
Okay.
I think Allen's going to fall to, like, the fifth best quarterback this year on people's rankings after the season ends.
Oh, after this upcoming season?
Like, after the season. Like,
okay, he only had three more interceptions than Patrick Mahomes, Tua, yeah. Hurts.
He had the most in the league.
Love. No, Sam Howell did.
Oh, yeah, he was, like, two more.
Okay, well, then you could also say Mahomes throws too many interceptions.
Yeah, but he doesn't fumble as much.
Okay,
one or two less. Might be the same.
Yeah, let's.
Well, there's a reason Mahomes wasn't voted MVP.
Okay, Lamar has 12 fumbles.
It's not 12. I promise you, that number is so false.
Or, like not fumbles lost. Like, he just lost the ball.
Okay, yeah, he lost, I think, two.
Creed Humphrey actually has 4 fumbles. I do not see Josh Allen's name on this board. Okay, he's at 12, sorry. He has 8 fumbles. Let's see how many fumbles he has. Fumbles lost. That's a better. Desmond Ritter at 1, Zach Wilson 2, Josh Dobbs 3, Lamar 7.
What side are you using? Because I know one of them's bull.
Team rankings.
That's. I think it's one. One of them was like way off. Because I went and watched all the tapes of like the fumbles. He lost 2 all year.
Okay. Maybe after a rewatch, before our QB rankings. If that's
including postseason, then maybe it's a little bit more. But during season, he didn't. I think it was like 2 or 4.
Okay. It was not. But is he still a top 3 quarterback in your eyes in the league?
Josh Allen?
Yes.
Right now, I'm biased, so no.
Okay. Okay. We'll get into that conversation.
Yes, that is next week. We will start all of that next week.
Yeah, we can talk about that next week. But that's all I had to say about the Ravens. I have nothing else.
I'll go into another winner then. Going off that, another bird. You didn't do Cardinals, did you?
No.
I actually was a really big fan of the Cardinals offseason. I mean, their draft was amazing. And then they had a solid, not great, but a solid solid free agency cycle. I liked Mac Wilson when he was Patriot. I thought he could have played more than he did. Murphy Bunting, they added to the secondary, which I liked. They also added a bunch in the draft, again, which I liked. Jonah Williams, underrated right tackle. Justin Jones, pretty solid DT. That's like the big ones, at least. Big signings, I think. Maybe there's one more. No. Okay, that was it. But then they got Marvin Harrison in the draft. They beefed up the secondary. They literally filled out the board. And I don't know, they did everything I thought they needed to do to like further push that team along to like the next step, like the next level that they can be.
Yeah. And they did. They had a pretty decent season too, for what, like, not having Kyler. And the big question going into this question is, can Kyler Murray stay healthy? That's the big concern.
Yeah, that's my biggest concern. But they've done a lot to help him stay healthy.
Yeah,
I'm not really worried for Kyler. I think Kyler might come back and be a... I hope he comes back and is like a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah. When he is healthy,
yeah,
he is a dog. And he is... Like that 2021
season? 2020 and 2021, dude. Spectacular.
It led him to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Against the Rams, lost. But...
You started talking about Kyler, and then I started thinking of a little kid running with stealing their kid's phone. Like the kid stealing the parents' phone and then running away. That's how Kyler runs. So it made me laugh.
If I can pull up, yeah, that's pretty funny. I
don't want to get demonetized. Yeah, I don't really have much. I just thought they were a winner. I thought they did good. They got some dogs. That's all I really have to say on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have anything else to really say.
I feel like we've covered them. Do you want to move? Yeah. Do you have another loser you want to do? Or another winner?
I'll do another loser. I will do... I don't know. I have all these teams written down. Okay, I'll actually say one. I'll do the Falcons.
Did we not do the Falcons?
No, not yet.
Oh, I guess I've looked at them so many times. I thought we did.
And the Falcons, their offense, I think, will be a good offense this year. It will be. You have all this talent on the offensive side of the ball. But the defense, what is going to happen? They had the third worst turnovers in the league. They only had 16 turnovers total. And defense helps the offense. And I'm scared this season that the defense is not going to help the offense at all. And the Falcons are in a very, very weak division. So they could easily win this division. Or they could have easily won this division. But then they really didn't do anything in the offseason. Yes, you signed Kirk Cousins. And then you turn around in the draft, and then you draft Michael Penix? Yeah. When you could have had an edge rusher or even a defensive tackle or even a cornerback or, yeah, any of those positions would have been A-OK or even Roma Dunze. Like, Michael Penix isn't really going to help your team unless Kirk gets injured. And even then, I don't have confidence in Michael Penix for him to lead this Falcons team. Actually, with this weak division, I think he could. I think he could. Solid offensive line, or good offensive line, good weapons, and a solid run game. But I don't know. It was just a very, like, after signing Kirk Cousins, you should have went all in. You should have went all in the season. And you just didn't. You didn't make any of those. I don't know, yeah. Just not a big mover for me.
Honestly, yeah, completely agree. I hated their offseason, draft and all. I think you mentioned it. Just not good. Like, completely ugly. And frankly, the biggest loser on this team for them was probably Kirk Cousins, because he went to a team that he didn't think they'd draft a quarterback. What'd they go do? Drafted a quarterback. Like, that was just disrespectful of the Falcons in my mind.
Yeah, he legit wanted out of the Vikings because he knew they were going to draft a quarterback. And then the Falcons drafted a quarterback.
Yeah. Just such, gosh. I really am curious. Are they one of the dumbest front offices right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what truly hurts worse. Actually, that was about to be a terrible comp. I'll just say it. Which one hurts worse, Falcons fans? 28-3 or this offseason?
Or I was trying to come up with a way to, like, bring the two together into, like, one statement, but I just couldn't do it. Oh, the age, Michael Penix will be when he gets to start?
No.
28. How many years left on Kirk Cousins' contract at that point? Probably 3, you know, 28-3. I'm just kidding. Because, you know, Michael Penix is like 30, right? Almost at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 24, 25.
Yeah, Michael Penix is on the edge of retirement right now.
Yeah.
Which quarterback would you rather have? A torn Achilles Aaron Rodgers or a 57-year-old Michael Penix?
Aaron Rodgers, for sure. So easy. Not even, like, thinking about it.
Yeah.
Man, you
still oh, yeah, team. It's your team. It's your turn to say a loser.
Yeah, Raiders.
Or a player. Oh, that's a team I had.
Yeah. Definitely Raiders. You know, the only good signing by them for me was Christian Wilkins. I think that was it. Yeah. I'm going to stick with that. Only good signing was Christian Wilkins. And then their draft sucked. And then they didn't deal with the quarterback. And they ruined Brock Bowers and Michael May. I don't even want to get back into that. It was just terrible. I feel like I talk about that one at least once a week because it makes me so frustrated from the fantasy side of things. We finally finished our draft, dude. It took forever.
Yeah, I actually drafted Michael Mayer because I was like, hope for the best. Hopefully they go into two tight end formation every play.
So it's not like it was anything major.
Yeah. I mean, also, yes, Brock Bowers was a bad pick for them, but Brock Bowers is still a great prospect. Like, I think they could, if they're smart, they could use Brock Bowers in many different ways.
Well, they definitely can.
And yes, they are still a loser to me. Fair.
Apparently, you heard about the coin flip, right?
Oh, yeah, where they were like, Teron Arnold or Brock Bauer. How do you do a coin flip?
I don't think it was literally a coin flip, but it was like they could have gone either way. I think it was how I took that.
And it's crazy to – I would not even tell a, like someone I'm thinking about drafting that. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting that leave my organization.
No, that would
Simple
never,
as that.
That would never leave my – my mouth, honestly, like dumbest thing they can do.
Yeah,
I don't know why they didn't just pick the position in need in the first place, though.
Yeah, like Brock Bowers is not a position in need. But this Raiders team, they're truly just missing it. Okay, I don't want to say just missing a quarterback, but they are missing a quarterback. I do think the Christian Wilkins trade. Or signing was a good signing because that buffs up the defensive line. And I think this Raiders defense could be a scary defense.
Yeah.
I truly do. Matt Crosby, their linebacker core is pretty good. Wilkins, their corners are still – I think this defense could be underrated. I think it could be a scary, underrated team. Like, I wouldn't want to play these guys down the stretch if I still needed a playoff spot. That's how I'll put it.
That's fair. That's honestly so fair.
Because Pierce loves Aiden O'Connell.
Unfortunately.
So. But, I mean, everyone wanted them to sign Pierce. Get Pierce as their head coach, so.
Yeah, fair.
But, yeah.
I don't know. They're definitely a loser for me. I'll let you do a winner.
Yeah, a winner is I'll go with the obvious one. The Texans here.
Yeah.
I'll go. The Texans are still going all in with this team, which I love. You lost to the Ravens in the playoffs last year, but you did beat the Browns. You can't be disappointed. You're coming last year, you lost, or you, the year before last year, you were 2-15, 3-15 or something.
Yeah, it was 3-14.
3-14.
It might have been 4-13, something. Yeah. It was that range.
Under 5 wins.
Yeah.
And then you go on to make the playoffs.
Two seasons in a row, they were doing that too.
Yeah, they like hired a coach, fired a coach.
So crazy.
And they're still going all in. Signed Joe Mixon, criminal Joe Mixon. Danielle Hunter. Good. Who did they draft? Did they have a good draft? I'm pretty sure I liked their draft.
Yeah, they drafted one of my favorite corners. They drafted a couple other great players.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're just still slowly building towards the Super Bowl, and this is what teams should do. The Texans took a risk last offseason by going all in on Stroud and Will Anderson. And that worked out. And then they had Tank Dell. I think this team, they're still just working towards that Super Bowl appearance. And this team going into next year, it could be kind of like that Bengals team in 2020.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah, I could see it.
Where they're not the favorites. It's kind of a surprise. Like, they beat the Chiefs or something.
I don't know. It happened so bad. Anybody who beats the Chiefs, you are one of my favorite teams now. I'm so over the Chiefs.
All right, guys. Remember, this is coming from a Patriots fan who lived 20 years in happiness.
Yeah. Hey, at least all my fans, I'm quoting Tom Brady for the Chiefs. At least all my fans aren't 14-year-old girls, you know?
Yeah, that is fair.
That I loved that moment. I was like, that's crazy. Yeah,
dude, Brady was so funny in that.
Post anything, like, post football Brady is just amazing.
No, I know. I thought that was, like, so incredible.
The jokes were so cruel, dude.
No, it was so cruel.
I never texted you that joke I thought of, and now I forgot it.
Oh, dang. Yeah, you never did. I just thought that was a great, like, to see Gronk, Bill Belichick, Edelman, Brady, all in the same room, and Robert Kraft. I thought that was an incredible, like...
Bill Belichick, honestly, might have a career in being a comedian, to be honest.
Yeah, I know, like, he was, like... Like, that was probably the happiest I've ever seen that man.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm like, that's kind of the happiest I've seen him.
Yeah, like, he was laughing at these jokes. I was like, whoa, whoa.
He, like, full belly laughed at one of them. I was like, okay. Okay, Bill.
Yeah, like, Julian Edelman made a joke. Iron
Rip and you can laugh now?
Yeah, one guy made a joke about Robert Kraft, which I thought was crazy, but it was hilarious.
Brady walked up and said, don't say that.
Yeah.
I think that was part of the joke. Like, I think that was the whole thing. I really do.
Oh, you do? Well, there are, I saw the other day that Gazelle and Aaron Hernandez family, they're very disappointed and upset.
Oh, yeah, both of them. Just go away. Like, you cheated on Tom Brady with your karate instructor, your white belt, and then Aaron Hernandez, come on, at this point, there was a worse joke in there than that. All right, and yeah. It was one Tom Brady made, and it was not about a player. Actually, it was about a player. It was about Drew Bledsoe. That was the worst joke of the bunch.
Yeah, that one,
That one was wild.
Yeah, that one was crazy. Like, that really caught me off guard. But, I mean, I understand that Aaron Hernandez family being upset.
He killed somebody.
Okay, yes.
They don't
He's still a terrible... He was a terrible person, but, like... It was still a family member. That one's more understanding than Gazelle being upset. Sure. Like, Gazelle, like, cheated on the greatest quarterback ever.
Yes.
And then said, "Wait, you made these jokes."
The only joke that okay. The Aaron Hernandez joke about, like, with the Gronk, like, the one with Gronk involved, that one was fine. The one that one was random funny. Guy came up and made the joke about the stool, that was too far. I was like, okay, there's a fine line. You took it too far. Brady was fine.
Yeah, but that guy was hilarious, though.
He was. I don't know who that was, to be honest. I can't remember.
Yeah. It was okay. So funny. Like, yeah. I didn't think I was actually going to sit down. Like, it was like... I forgot what I was doing while watching it, but I just had it in the background, and I was like, dang, this is like 2.5 hours long. I don't know if I'll watch it. And then I watched the whole thing.
Fair.
Did you ever watch the whole thing, or?
I didn't. I just haven't had time.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but I probably will at some point. I've watched a bunch of the clips and stuff of it, but I'll probably sit down and watch the full thing at some point. But yeah, I'm going to use that transition to go into my next winner. That's cool, since we're already talking Patriot. I'm going to be biased and say my own team was a win. I mean, I just love their signings. So.
Yeah, that's completely fair.
Owenu kept our right tackle W. Bourne, I got to keep my jersey. What a W. Jennings, I don't know. I liked Jennings. I thought he was kind of underrated this past year. We need an RB2 after Zeke left. Brissett, with the strategy we're going with, made sense as a signing. Talkie-talkies. Severely underrated. KJ, kind of underrated as well. Your player, don't know how to pronounce his name. You didn't like him, though. He's okay.
Oh, he is so bad. Okafor? Yeah, he is awful. Just a heads up. Terrible tackle.
Noted. He's our backup, so it's fine.
Okay, Cooper, good.
Tied in, too. I like it. Uche, we somehow kept, which I was shocked about. I liked Armin Watts as well. That was honestly it for free agency, I believe. Yeah, that was it. Oh, okay, Joey Sly, which we needed another kicker. We needed kicking camp, which I liked that we're doing that. But more of the win was the draft. I thought we killed the draft. I'm biased, but I thought it was the best draft the Patriots have done in like 15 years. At least. I just thought we killed it at every single spot. And so that's why I just put us as a winner, because we got our quarterback of the future, in my opinion, quarterback 2. We got my wide receiver 6 and my wide receiver 15. So I don't know. I just liked it. It's a good draft. Good free agency. Good everything.
Yeah. I agree. I think the Patriots are in rebuild mode right now. And this is truly how you start a rebuild mode. You get the quarterback. You build around him. And that's what the Patriots did. Yeah. And I think they did it pretty well. I think Gibson was a good signing for y'all as well. Yeah,
very.
I think he could be a good running back.
It was very underrated, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else?
More to say.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I'll move on with a loser, and I will say the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Because what are the Dallas Cowboys doing?
I did already do the Cowboys, by the way.
Oh, wait, you already did the Cowboys. Oh, my gosh. My all-timers are kicking in.
Yeah, both of us. For Joe Biden.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
So that's what it's like.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe.
Completely forgot, like, the last 15 minutes, 30 minutes.
Okay, well, let's just talk about the Cowboys. No, but okay, another loser. I'll pick another one besides. The Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos, okay.
Yeah, the Broncos or
Broncos Country.
I feel like they're not in total rebuild mode yet. I feel like they're still trying to win. And obviously, yes, a team is always trying to win. But at a point, you just got to nearly give up and just trade away Cortland Sutton and trade away Simmons.
Yeah.
And just to get draft capital for them.
Simmons is gone, by the way. He's a free agent.
Wait, is he still a free agent?
Yeah, he's just chilling.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, never mind. Okay, yeah, that kind of shocked me. Okay, but I think the Broncos, they had a bad draft. They drafted Bo Nix way too early, and for a team like this, I don't think you should draft a quarterback. I don't. Simple as that. You cannot put a rookie in a terrible situation like this. This is like Bryce Young going to the Panthers. Yeah. Honestly,
hey, at least they didn't have to give up a first. It's like, even if they suck, they can get like Luther Burden next year and like actually have a weapon for him.
Yeah, and I think Bo Nix could be a very capable quarterback, but I think the situation he is in just is so bad. It is so bad. And I don't trust Sean Payton at all. But yeah, this Broncos team, it's going to be the worst team in the league, and they just didn't, I don't know, they just didn't make any moves that brought them closer to winning.
Yeah.
And they didn't make a move. I feel like they're in the middle of not rebuild and trying to rebuild.
They're like trying to retool, but it's not working because of Russ. They didn't have any money. And
they still have the Russ contract.
They will have money post-June, I'm pretty sure is what it is. and they might make a couple signings again.
I mean, they better.
Yeah, I hope they do. I don't know. I don't think it was a great by them this offseason. I didn't have them as a loser, per se. I just didn't have them a winner. They were just awkward. They were like an eighth grade, like, just like an eighth grader. Completely awkward stage of life. I think we all had that stage, you know?
Yeah, like walking into high school for the first time.
Yeah, like right there. Like, this is where they are right now. That's where they're at. Hopefully they get that glow up and get all that, you know, get rid of the pimples, get rid of all of it, you know, fix up the hair. But they're not
close. Finally hit puberty.
So finally. I wasn't shocked per se when they drafted Bo Nix, but I was almost like thinking to myself, at this point, you probably should have just stuck with Zach Wilson. Like, you know, I think that was my biggest grievance with it. But like at that point, they couldn't trade back and still get a quarterback because Nix was going to go at 13. I don't think you should let Nix go to the Raiders either.
Yeah, I agree. Because whenever you draft a quarterback, I feel like you have to have a plan for him.
Yeah.
And, like, have a plan to, like, you're going into the offseason, you know the guy you want to draft, and you're building around him slowly. And they didn't do that this offseason. And they did not build around Bo Nix. And
I mean, Troy Franklin was a good pick.
No, I do agree with that. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they're necessarily a loser thinking about it overall.
They're not a loser, but for me at least. They definitely, I could see them being a loser. Like, I don't disagree. They're not a loser for me, though, but they're definitely not a winner.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have a rough season. I'm sorry. Sorry, Bronco fans.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm thinking. I might be saying the Niners for my... I'm probably saying the Niners for my last... Probably last loser we'll probably end up doing. Maybe one more. I was not a fan of the Niners this offseason. Your offensive line sucked in the Super Bowl. You didn't do really anything I'm looking at to fix it in the draft or here. You helped the Chiefs in the draft. You're a total L for that. Like, completely total L. Their biggest signing was Leonard Floyd. They let go of Chase Young. Why didn't you just bring back Chase Young? He was about the same price. Like, I would rather have Chase Young than Leonard Floyd. Maybe crazy, I don't know.
Yeah.
At least for the youth.
I would rather have Chase Young.
Yeah. Look at the signings. Like, outside of Rocky Sin, like, that's it. Like, that's the only signing I see, besides Leonard Floyd, I guess, too, making a difference on the roster. Yeah. And then they didn't draft well at all. Like, their draft was, I think, was my least favorite, besides the Falcons, right? I think that's what I ended up saying.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
So
you definitely had them as a loser.
Yeah, they were a loser draft, and they're a total loser of the whole cycle. And they're probably still going to end up in the playoffs somehow. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. We do have one more winner and loser to be at five. Okay. But
I don't know. I don't feel like there's any really big move for winner or loser, do you think?
One more?
Like, do you think truly, like, there's one more winner and loser? If you have anybody, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more winners
left. Oh, okay. Yeah, we can both totally do one then.
I'll just say one of them. I'll say all five and just, like, pick one. Yeah. These are just, like...
I'll talk about one of them, too, then.
I have the Colts, Chiefs, Vikings, Steelers, and Titans.
Okay.
And I'm... I don't know. I don't know which team I want to talk about, honestly. I mean, obviously, I know which team I want to talk about, but... Yeah, I'll do it. I'll talk about the Steelers.
Where'd you go?
Okay. I will truly say the Steelers are a winner, not because I'm a Steelers fan. Like, I'm not a Steelers fan page or whatever, where, or like just a team fan page where they think that they're going to win the Super Bowl next year. No matter what fan page you click on, it is so bad. It is so bad. At least for the Steelers, it is so
fine for some reason.
Oh yeah, the Steelers is just so bad. It's like, who's gonna stop this duo? It's like Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, and then George Pickens and Calvin Austin. It's like, what? An average defense, but I truly do think this team's a winner. Because we didn't have a true identity this past season. And I think going into this season, we truly do have a identity. And I think our identity is to pound the football. I think we're just going to absolutely run it, which I love. I'm slowly starting to love that plan because we have Najee Harris, we have Jaylen Warren. We built up that offensive line. We've been building it up for years slowly throughout the draft. And I think this year it will click. And then we also signed Patrick Queen on the defensive side of the ball. And our linebackers has been so weak these past couple. Like, since Sagier was a linebacker for us. Maybe I'm wrong, but that was the last time I could think of a good linebacker group for the Steelers. But I think our defense will be top five in the league. And it really just comes down to the QB situation in my eyes and the wide receivers, obviously. It's actually three things. Four. Will running the ball be as successful as we hope? Two, will... What are we going to do at quarterback? Who's going to be our starting quarterback? Three.
Maybe starting punt returner.
Okay, now. No way that's an actual real, like. I know Jaylen Warren said that, but, like, there's no way they are actually thinking about that. But, yeah. Wide receiver, quarterback, and will we actually be able to run the ball? And will. This offensive line be as good as we hope. And I think this team, the Steelers truly, they don't ever really do too much in free agency. And I think they did a lot in free agency. They got two quarterbacks. So you have two quarterbacks to decide. Like, one of them's got to work out, surely. That's how they were thinking, I guess. And I think one of them will work out. Which one? I don't know. I see both of them working out. I feel like I see Fields working out more than Wilson because of Fields will be able to run the ball. And, yeah, I think he might make a good progression this year. But I think this – they drafted well. They had a good free agency. They're slowly – they're building this team into a powerhouse. Somewhat, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I love Dale's draft and just free agency, honestly. You got Russ so cheap too. So like it's your whole season really like if it doesn't work, it's not like you're stuck with $40,000 dead.
Yeah.
With $40 million, not $40,000. gosh. I have two teams I actually really thought about. For free agency, or not free agency, but everything in total. Honestly, I think I'm going to do the Lions because I've talked about the Titans a lot. It's felt underrated. Because it felt like they did all they need. Like, there wasn't really anything here. DJ Reader's good. Robinson's solid. Davenport's good. But then you look at their draft, right? And they drafted corners. They got Carlton Davis. They literally filled out the corner room, which was their biggest hurt this past year. Their offense is good. Their pass rush is good. Their interior is good. They, I think, can make a Super Bowl push this year.
Yeah, I agree. And they brought back Ben Johnson and didn't sign Jared Goff to a massive contract.
Yes, such a
dumb. So, and you brought back or you re-signed Penei Sewell and St. Brown.
Yeah, which was just phenomenal. Like, their whole offseason, great GM, total winner. They did great. Yeah. Like, there's not much to say. Titans, I'll just say one quick word. I think they were a winner, too. They did everything they needed to help this roster. I don't think they'll be, like, a top team in the AFC, but they might make a playoff push. So,
yeah. And going in – here, I'll talk about the Titans for a little because I kind of wanted to – I kind of want to talk about the Titans and Colts.
We can just do
– but I'll talk about the
Colts. I don't really have another loser, so we
can do winners. Okay. Yeah, my loser was the Giants.
Fair. I was thinking about that.
Not too much else to say.
Yeah, they're just kind of mid.
You did nothing. Yeah. But – the Titans, they went from total rebuild mode. This year, which I thought they had to. They should have started rebuilding the not last year. They should have traded Henry, released Tannehill, but they didn't. But they really started rebuilding this offseason. And they went into rebuilding, and then they got in back into contention. Like, I don't know. It was kind of crazy. Like, I was low on the Titans, and then now I'm pretty high on the Titans. After the Boyd, Ridley, I think this will be very exciting team to watch.
Completely agree.
So,
I'm so glad you've joined me on this with the Titans.
Yeah,
team. I've been on it the whole time. Like, they're gonna be good.
Yeah,
I've been adamant.
Like, right when I wrote down the Titans as a winner, I was like, "Oh, dude, Zane's gonna love this pick."
Hey, I just want to point this out. Nick Folk is almost 40 years old.
That's crazy. He's
been in the league for 15 years. I love
him. He's a former Patriots, right?
Yeah, he was with us, and we traded him over there. This man is amazing. I miss him.
Andy, who re-signed. That's the funny thing.
Like, he's literally going to be 40 years old during season. That's crazy.
But do you want to talk a little bit before I get into the Colts?
I don't really have anything, honestly. You've covered it. It was just a good offseason. I liked everything they did. They filled out the secondary, which was mid. Their linebacker group needs a little bit of help, but it's fine. Like, you can't fix everything in one offseason.
I agree. Yeah, the Colts. I love this team. I truly do. You were one game away from winning, from being into the playoffs. You really had to, you obviously had to re-sign Pittman, which you did. And I think Pittman is so good. And you're going to have Anthony Richardson back. And they killed the draft. They didn't do too much in free agency. They just re-signed a lot of players. But I think that's the underrated things that, like, I still do think they are a winner, even though they did just re-sign some players.
Yeah.
But, like, re-signing, and they were one win away from the playoffs, I think it's such a big plus, too. They still do need some help, but they're slowly building this team. And Richardson's coming back, which I'm very high on Richardson. I really like Richardson. I don't expect him. I think he will have some struggles, but
I think Levis is getting underhyped while Richardson's getting overhyped. I think Levis is, in my opinion right now, should be ranked higher than Richardson, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, now.
Have you seen the rankings? They'll have, like, Richardson at, like, 14 and Levis at, like, 24.
Okay, well, Richardson has played 3 games. Those 3 games were good from Richardson. But Will Levis played, like, a whole season.
Half the season.
Played pretty well. Against the Dolphins? Oh, my gosh.
That was my favorite game all year. It wasn't even a Patriots game. It was my favorite game.
That game was so fun to watch.
Yeah, it was.
But I love – the Colts are one of my teams as well as – but also another team I had were the Vikings.
Dude, I wanted to say the Vikings so bad, but, like, I just couldn't bring myself to it. Maybe I did.
I didn't.
I almost said the Vikings. That's why, because I kept hovering over their name thinking about saying them.
Yeah, the Vikings had, like, a really good offseason, and people aren't, like, realizing this.
Yeah.
I think they signed all their signings were really good signings, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Grenard, good defensive end, good linebacker, got some linebacker help. Sam Darnold,
QB1,
just in case you don't get a quarterback in the draft. That was a smart pickup. Aaron Jones, he is on the older end of things. But he was a dog last season.
He really was.
So, Shaquille Griffin, doesn't really move me at all. But getting that cornerback depth. And you killed the draft. Dallas Turner, J.J. McCarthy. You really went from a team that lost your starting quarterback to be okay with it.
Playoff team, honestly. I think they're a playoff team.
Yeah. And you really have good coaching.
Yes, great coaching.
Yeah. You said what before?
I said they're going to be like a Texans-type team.
Oh, yeah. That NFC North is very difficult, though. That's one big thing.
I hate it so much. Like, why is it so good?
I know. Like, the Vikings are another one of my teams. Like, yeah. I think one episode we should just, like, rank teams.
Oh, yeah, yes. I think
that. Like, based on our favorites?
Right, either that way or just, like, all 32 teams ranked out.
who we think will be good? 32
through first, how good we think they are.
Oh, dude, that's actually a solid episode.
Yeah, we'd probably have to split it in 2 parts, though.
Yeah. I mean, but that's basically the off-season, or that's, like, basically, like, predicting the regular season.
Which we can do that right before season starts, I'm sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't have anything else to say.
All right. Oh, good. You covered everything. I think a lot of teams won the off season more than lost. It was a lot of good compared to bad. Like, there was just very little bad for a lot of teams this off season. I just think that worked perfectly. Yeah. I don't know. Do you got anything else to say?
I do not.
Yeah, I feel like
said everything I wanted.
Yeah,
to.
I've kind of said what I've wanted to say on every team. Just great off seasons overall. I really hated on very few. Green Bay. We didn't talk about Green Bay. I just want to say they had a solid off season. Not great, not bad, but good off season. We kind of talked about every other team in the division. I felt like we had to kind of put them in there at some point.
Yeah, the NFC North was just a winner.
They're just dogs. They're a bunch of dogs over there. But yeah, I feel like that's where we're going to wrap it up today. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one. and peace out.
Peace.